welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Sam.
And this is Mark.
Wow, so exciting, PMC, our growth this year in Singapore, phenomenal.
Yeah, but that means you're going to need more workers, huh?
Yeah, foreign workers, more, a lot more.
How are we going to get so many in such a short time?
Singapore can one. Gentlemen, you heard Prime Minister. We need more than 100,000 foreign workers this year in order to fuel our 13 to 15% growth.
Sir, with less than 6 months left, that means we will need to process more than 550 foreign workers a day.
We have to accept that. Growth is the engine that drives the economic lorry of our glorious nation.
Well, we can open up a new airport terminal just for foreign workers. It can be called the Talent Import Terminal of Singapore, TITS.
Excellent! Because Singapore needs to drink from the bosom of global talent. Our slogan to the world can be, show us your talent, and we will show you our teats.
But is this enough? Should we explore other means of entry?
I know! We can fly these workers in and just parachute them into our country. No need to land even.
But Lim, parachutes are expensive. How can we afford 100,000 parachutes?
But we don't need so many. Make them share parachutes. 5 foreign workers to 1 parachute is more than enough.
Yeah, we already allow companies to transport foreign workers in overloaded lorries. Parachute sharing is nothing compared to that.
What about workers from nearer countries like Malaysia? It is not economical to fly them in. And the causeway and the second link is always jammed.
We could erect a giant trampoline in JB. They just need to jump hard, and as they sail across the straits, our customs officers will stand by with big nets to catch them at the Singapore side.
What about those who don't jump hard enough and miss the nets?
Well, then they aren't the kind of foreign talent that we want, are they? We must not accept those who fall short of our standards.
But I still don't think these methods are fast enough, sir.
I know. We could also build a pipeline linking third world countries to us.
Pipelines? Like our gas pipelines from Indo?
Exactly. Except in this case, the system is designed to pipe human talent into our country.
Isn't this dangerous?
Don't worry, sir. We can wrap them in plastic bags and pump enough oxygen to last 2 days. Like those goldfish you buy from the market. And fire them down the tube at high speeds.
I really like the plastic bag idea. And those who don't survive the trip won't make a mess too.
Alright then. Pack the parachutes, park the trampoline, lay the pipe, and I want to see your tits soon.
Yes, sir.
Because no flow means no grow.
The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and we did not need 100,000 foreign workers to produce this show.